In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment, but I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announced unto you the grace of God. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. For thou, O Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, and hear me, for I am poor and I am in need. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
And let us pray. Lord, we pray that your grace may always go before and follow after us, and make us continually to be given to all good works and true faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, in whom we pray, who is Lord, who liveth and reigneth with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Amen. And please be seated. Our confessional reading this morning from Luther's Small Catechism, the Lord's Prayer. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The fifth petition. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. What does this mean? We pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would not look upon our sins, nor on account deny their prayer. For we are worthy of none of these things for which we pray, and neither have we deserved them, but that he would grant them all to us by grace, for we daily sin much and indeed deserve nothing but punishment. So will we also heartily forgive and readily do good to those who sin against us. So far the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, 1 Samuel 2, verses 1 to 10. And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord, my horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that are hungry ceased. So that the barren hath borne seven, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble. The Lord kills and he makes alive. He bringeth down to the grave and he brings up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifts up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the Lord, for the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set up the world upon them. And he will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall he be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken into pieces, and out of heaven shall they thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the earth, judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king, and exalt the horn of his atone. And strength, and exalt the horn of his anointed. Amen. Okay. This morning's epistle, Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 to 21. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the highest calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. But nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together with me, and mark them which walk as ye do have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now I tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things, for our conversation is in heaven, for whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. So far the epistle lesson. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel, the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 14, verses 1 through 11. And it came to pass, as Jesus went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watched him. And behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. And Jesus answering spake unto the lawyers and the Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they held their peace. And Jesus took him and then healed him and let him go. And answered them, saying, Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fall into a pit, and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him again to these things. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked out how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, When thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, Give this man place. And thou, being with shame, take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, Friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So far the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man. And he was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with hymn 357. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon this morning is from our epistle reading of Philippians chapter 3. And the theme is heaven, striving for heaven. So far, please be seated. The fact that you and I enter heaven is the most important thing that there is. We have the promise of heaven from God Himself offered to us through the Holy Scriptures. It's been gained for us by Christ, given to us by the Holy Spirit, who has brought us to faith in Christ and keeps us growing in that faith. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we confess with St. Paul, "I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that very day." With trusting faith, we rejoice with the assurance of heaven, guaranteed by the blood of Christ. However, and there's always these howevers, however, the danger for us regarding heaven is apathy and carelessness. And we need to grow in our certainty. We need to grow in our understanding of Holy Scripture. And for that reason, St. Paul, in this morning's epistle reading, sets before us a marvelous pattern to follow. And with the Holy Spirit's power through word and sacrament, our faith always needs to be strengthened to avoid those things that will endanger our faith and harm our certainty. St. Paul gives us some very important do's and don'ts for that very purpose. Again, our faith is only nourished and grows by the means of word and sacrament. And may the Holy Spirit, through these means, keep us striving heavenward. Now, to begin with, St. Paul writes these words: "I press toward the mark, the goal, to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward." Let me repeat that. To win the prize for which God has called me heavenward. The goal is heaven. The prize is heaven. But St. Paul also writes, "Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it." No, we don't have heaven yet. Yes, we have eternal life. We have eternal life now, but we have not come to the perfect life in heaven. In other words, we don't have it made yet. We are not to think that we have it made just because we can say now, "I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior." We may know a lot about Jesus. We may know that he is God's Son, that he suffered and died, paying for our sins, and that God forgives our sins and gives us eternal life. We may know all of this, but this knowledge alone will not save. Yes, knowledge is important, but there must be a living trust, a living trusting faith in that knowledge. Holy Scripture promises whoever believes in Christ shall not perish but have eternal life. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. This is most certainly true, as Luther would say. But we are to use the means of grace that God has given us, word and sacrament, the sacrament of Holy Communion. We are to use that sacrament faithfully, praying that the Holy Spirit keeps our faith alive. And we dare not become complacent. We dare not become hit and miss when it comes to our worship. Keeping our minds on the goal and on the prize, St. Paul writes, forgetting what is behind, striving toward what is ahead, I press toward the goal to win that prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus, my Lord. We must do the same thing. We can't depend on those things that worldly living offers. Striving for them leads us to forget the true goal and the true promise that God has given us. There also exists in the church today distractions. Distractions that on the surface appear to be innocent, but in reality they are not. Many Christians today zero in on teachings that are either not Christian, such as this prosperity theology, or on non-fundamental doctrines, such as what is meant by the number 666? What about the 144,000? Rather, we should be asking what Holy Scripture says about God the Father, about Christ and his divine and human nature, his state of humiliation, his exaltation, his conception and birth, his life, suffering, death, and his resurrection. What about his ascension, his ruling at the right hand of God, his return on the last day? What does Holy Scripture say about the Holy Christian Church and our place in it? What does it say about the sacrament of holy baptism, its power, its blessings, the meaning of the Lord's Supper in our lives? These are some of the central teachings of Holy Scripture on which our faith rests. Don't ever become distracted from the study of God's Word, distracted from Jesus Christ and Him crucified. In our epistle reading, Jesus writes these beautiful words, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await the Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ." Our Savior Christ is coming. He came the first time so that we can eagerly await his second return from heaven. Without him, we could not have any such eager expectation or striving heavenward, because our sins cut us off. Our sins would condemn us to hell forever. But he lived the perfect life for us. He lived the obedient life for us that God demands. And our gracious God has counted Christ's perfect obedience to our credit as if we had done it ourselves. He declares us holy. He declares us justified in his sight. Jesus took our sins to the cross. And there on that cross, he suffered the damnation that we should have suffered and that we would have suffered because of our sins. But he, Christ, paid the total price. He suffered all the fury of God's wrath for every sin against every sinner. And there on that cross, Jesus completely fulfilled everything that God required for our redemption and our salvation. We are redeemed. We are redeemed no matter who we are, no matter how many sins we have committed in the past. We are redeemed through faith in Christ. God forgives every one of them through faith in what Jesus Christ has done for us. And it is this very same Christ who will return from heaven to hand each of us the prize. And Jesus says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of eternal life." May we all be numbered among them. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Away from thy presence and take
thus as stewards to receive, and gladly as thou blessed us to thee our first fruits give. Amen.
And let us pray for our communicants, but I know there are personal prayers that all of us have that we would like to extend to the throne of God. Let us take a moment for those. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We pray for our communicants. Lord Jesus Christ, who called us unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. We thank you so very much for the meal that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful self, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that will strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Please rise. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we'll laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Oh,
he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
True blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. take a drink. This is the true blood. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. body and blood, strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks unto the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy that you would strengthen us through the same faith in thee and toward fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.